Good evening. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome all of you once again and our online and online students and students who are listening to us by Roku. All I can say is God is good. May I echo the sentiment of our apostle. It's a new thing. The new generation, and I have a lot of gratitude. See, I'm a church boy. I came up in the church. I never had no doubt about who God was or is, because I was taught it in my home. But I will tell you, you are living and walking with the modern day apostle. And, you know, the proof is in the eating of the pudding. And I believe that we ought to celebrate apostolic ministry. Because the more and more I read and the more and more I do research, the more and more I can understand why the church is not as balanced as it should be. Because if the foundation is wrong, come on now, I don't care how pretty the building is, children. If the foundation is wrong, then what's built up on top of it will come crumbling down. So I thank God for Apostle Thompson. He is authentic. He is who he says he is. And when we listen to how God has groomed him through the years, it should make all of you, y'all first-year students? Second-year. First-year students. Because, see, many people are disconnected. Now, I'm not here just because I'm a apostle and would have us to come in and share with you. I'm not here for sharing. I'm here to participate and to be a partaker of the apostolic grace that's upon his life. And so I count it a privilege to be joined to him and to help him to impart unto you and put in you the things that God deemed necessary so you can fulfill your destiny in this earth realm. So I'm very thankful for our apostle and all of you. I just want to tell you, even after you graduate, stay connected. We say this to every graduating class, and many of them don't seem to catch it. You know, the transitions that apostle is making, as long as he's in this earth realm, and you're connected to him, you will continue to grow. And that's a part of it. You never disconnect from where God connected you to. That's okay. All right, let us get to the exam and get to the teaching real quick. Exam results, very good, 87 A's, 21 B's, 7 C's, 4 D's, and 4 F's. So the majority of you did a very excellent job. Once again, it's not so much about making A's and B's, but I don't know why we don't make A's and B's. I think if you don't make A's and B's, you're not giving yourself. Because you have to study God. And many of the questions come straight from the quizzes. So it's not like we're trying to make up something to fail. But can I say that, not to shame anyone, but the truth got to be said. Grace and truth. You know, you can't flow through truth. You have to apply yourself. Paul says, study to show thyself. Study to show thyself. Approved unto God, A workman that what? That needed not be ashamed. You know, so I don't want people just to think, you know, it's all about the grades, but if you're not giving yourself, now, I don't know, maybe my temperament was different, but I don't like getting one question wrong. That's me. Anybody else in this? Anybody on? They got 10 people online, I tell you. They say, yeah, I'm the same record. Now, tonight, you know, Apostle talked about this, so tonight, see, we're talking about catching the waves of revival. And last week, I think I gave you 7 things that's necessary for revival. And one of it is, one of them was, we need the fire. We need the fire. And so I thought what I would do and show you that, see, we got to understand God's purpose of revival. See, if you don't understand the purpose, you will not only abuse it, but you'll drift away from it. You listening to me? See, God has a purpose. God is interested in changing the lives of people. God is interested in His kingdom being advanced. It's not about us. It's about the kingdom. So God will send what we call spiritual igniters. And I want to show you, just using one, and going through some illustrations, John the Baptist, the forerunner to Jesus Christ. See, remember we talked about how that we always talk about being filled with the Spirit, right? With the evidence of speaking in tongues. But many of you know I'm telling the truth when I say this. We never heard much about the fire. You know? Yeah, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, but where's the fire? You know? Where's the fire? Y'all remember that commercial? Little old lady got in line, get the hamburger. She passed out, fell on the floor. She said, where's the beef? Come on, talk to me. In other words, I don't want no bread. I came here for a hamburger. And a lot of times, this is what's missing in this generation. The power. Talk is cheap. Anybody can talk. You know, but where is the power? And where is the fire? So, in Acts 1 and 8, turn to it. You know, Jesus instructed His disciples. He said, listen, I'm going to send you the igniter for revival. You can't do this on your own. Even though I've spent literally 3 years training you, teaching you apostolic ministry, you're still not ready yet. Come on now. What I say? You're still not ready yet. Right? But what did He say in Acts 1 and 8? Well, what's the verse where He said He commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father? That must have to be Luke 24. Verse 49. Oh, Acts 1 and 4. That's good. We'll stay right there. What does Acts 1 and 4 say? And now watch this. And being assembled together with them, Jesus commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but they were to wait for the promise of the Father, which saith He, you have heard of Me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. So what was Jesus telling His apostles? Basically, He was basically saying, you cannot go out here and cause revival without this power. The same Spirit that's upon Me. Now remember, when Jesus walked the face of planet Earth, He was a revival on 2 feet. Now, come on, y'all. Jesus didn't need no cards, no emails, no Twitter, no Facebook. Come on, I didn't get all that. I'm just telling you. Jesus didn't need none of that to advertise His ministry. The greatest advertisement is the power with the fire. You understand? That's the greatest advertisement. That's what God is trying to get back in this generation. You see, we need to seek God, watch this, not for the power and the fire so we can be something. Are y'all listening to me? Not so I can become this great preacher. Huh? But no, so that people's lives can be changed. Because at the end of the day, God gets the glory. It ain't my power. It's His power. It ain't my fire. It's His fire. So Jesus commanded him, He said, even after I train you, I'm ready, listen to this. This is good. Think about what Jesus is saying. I came and trained y'all well, and I'm about to change the whole world through government, the power of 12. I'm going to take 12 men and change the course of the whole world. I'm training you, all right? But you got to have proper equipment. You cannot go out without the power. And I believe in 2014, and I said it before, and you'll keep hearing me rehearsing this, this is where God is bringing us back to. We got to get to the point where people see the power. Now watch this. Without apostles, that we just learned in the class just now, one of the marks of an apostle, signs, wonders, and miracles. Signs, wonders, and miracles. So Jesus said, don't depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. I'm going to endow you with the same power that it took me to do the work of the Father. In St. John 14, when Jesus said, it's my Father in me, he's doing the work. Well, how was God in him doing the work? Through the person of the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is equivalent to God the Father being in us and the Son. All right, come on, let's deal with it. Because, see, without this type of understanding, you come at a revival. David, let me tell you something. When people are being brought out into the street, baby, and being healed, huh? When your shadow passes, I'm trying to get some help. Your shadow, I mean, you walk in and they just lay them in your shadow. They're in a wheelchair and they get up. You don't need nobody to say nothing. And then can I also tell you something? The people wasn't running from an old look of Peter. The people were giving glory. Look of God. Y'all understand? Now, y'all got to understand that, see, when we do the works of God, God gets the glory. But it's got to be something they know we couldn't do. That's how true revival gets started. The emphasis is not on the man. The emphasis is on God who sent the man. Y'all with me? Are you with me? All right. So now he trains him. He said, now listen, don't go uncovered. I need you to go wait for the promise of the Father. But you shall receive power. Now, what I want you to understand is every time you start hearing the terminology and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, then what you going to say? And with fire. Now, come on now. See, you don't get the Holy Ghost and leave the fire out. Because when you get filled, it's not you get filled with this, then the next time you get filled with that. No, you shall, when John the Baptist said, when he comes, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Fire is a purifying agent. Burn everything out of you. That's not like God. Purify you as a vessel. Then, cause you, now come on now, see, when you get burned up on the inside, all you understand, now all of a sudden you are cold. Right? Cold, C-O-A-L. Y'all know, you have matchlight and you have just regular canister. Well, you got to take liquid and ski on it. Now I want you to understand something. Yep, this is for all the barbecue. As long as you're out there and you don't soak them briskets long enough where they can get saturated, then it takes longer for you to get to cooking. But if you're already soaked, put the match in and walk off. You never have to worry about eating again. Y'all listening to me? And that's what God want to bring us to. Want us to get saturated. Watch this. So when the fire hits, y'all with me? Y'all with me? All right. Now, turn in your Bibles. You need to see this. This is in Luke 1, 13. Because true revival begins with the Holy Ghost. Now, John the Baptist was to be the forerunner to Jesus Christ. Is that right? John the Baptist was going to be the forerunner of Jesus Christ. Remember, the angel appeared unto Mary 6 months after he visited Elizabeth. You listening? All right. Let me get it. Because I want you to see this. Because we're talking about revival. Luke 1, 15. What is this? Now, this is talking about John the Baptist. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. he shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. Now, that's what I wanted you to see. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, needed, even from his mother's womb. Think God is trying to show us something. God is trying to show us something. God said, you want some true revival? You got to get the Holy Ghost in here. So, the one who's going to be the forerunner, he's going to be packing. He's not going to be an echo. He's going to be a voice. Because I'm going to fill him with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And didn't Jesus come back and say, if you can receive this, John the Baptist was Elijah who came back. I know you got to read your Bible. It's a question. This is going to read it. It's in there. They were looking for Elijah. Jesus said, if you can receive this, the one who was caught up in a chariot of fire, that spirit now is in this man right here. Y'all listening to me? Now, you know the rest of the story. When did this happen? It happened when Mary, the mother of Jesus, walked into that room and said, Cousin Elizabeth, I'm pregnant with the Christ child. And the Bible says the baby leaped. Now, you say, well, Pastor, why are you telling all that? I'm trying to teach you spiritual things. It's the Holy Ghost that's the igniter. This is all a work of the Spirit, not human flesh. You listening? When she heard the salutation, she leaped in her mother, in his mother's womb. What did he leap for? He understood. I'm the forerunner to the one who she carried. Why do we act like we can't know? I say, why do we act like we cannot know? Are you listening to me? So, if the forerunner to Jesus Christ was to be filled with the Holy Ghost, how much more those of us who are catching and carrying the winds of revival in this generation need to be endowed? And I'm not talking about just no one-time speaking in tongues. I'm talking about constantly being filled. One of the hallmarks of Apostle Thompson's ministry, I believe, from being around him and traveling with him, and not only that, observing him. You want to find a praying man? That's a praying man. Reminds me of what I read about Bishop Charles Mason, who was the founder of the Church of God in Christ. They say he was, you always find him on his knees, praying, but full of power, full of the Holy Ghost. We don't see the signs and wonders in church as we did in times of old. And you say, why? Because this generation is not willing to pay the price to catch the wave. Y'all with me? You with me? So y'all see that. He was filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb, which was this, the spark, the igniter. All right, now turn to Acts chapter number 6. Because without understanding this principle, there can be no true revival. See, God don't want us doing it on our own. Come on. What did I say? God don't want us doing it on our own. You cannot do ministry. There's no revival, watch this, apart from the Spirit and the Word. You understand that? There can be nothing can happen without the Spirit and the Word. Y'all ready? Now, in the early church, the Bible talks about there being a dispute between the Hebrew women and the Grecian women. The Grecian women were complaining that they weren't being taken care of. Right? Now, in Acts 6 and 5, you know, they have went to the apostles to see what they should do. Amen. Concerning this matter. Let's see where we want to be here. Yeah, let's go with verse 2 and 3. What is that?
Then the 12 called the multitude of disciples
unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave what? The word of God and do what? And serve tables. Read. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of what? Full of what? Full of what? Full of what? The Holy Ghost. See, this is all through the Bible. You have to be full of the Holy Ghost. If you are full of the Holy Ghost, there can be none of you. Take a glass. Anybody, take a glass. Fill it up to the overflowing. When we are really full of the Holy Ghost, we start operating out beyond our own ability. If we're going to see true revival today, this is, can I tell you what God is saying? God is saying it's time for us to learn how to believe and receive. Believe and receive. Believe and receive. But there cannot be no believing and receiving except we have such a divine connection with the Holy Ghost that we get lost in Him, realizing that we are weak and we can't do it on our own. It's only in only when we realize how weak we are, we're going to become stronger. Uh-huh. Y'all thought you wanted to catch a wave. Well, you ain't going to catch it trying to do it on your own. So they chose men who were full of the Holy Ghost. And see, I keep on hearing, I say the Holy Ghost is once lit up and with fire. Come on now. All right, all right. Y'all want me to show you how it works? If I throw water on you, can you say, throw the water on me and keep the wet? Huh? Oh, come on now. I'm not trying to be funny. Look, come on, Reverend. Throw it. That's why I said, I want to get baptized in water, but I don't want to get wet. Come on now. I want to fuck a pickle and lead a sour. Huh? I want to order some sugar. Keep the sweet. What I'm trying to show you is Holy Ghost and fire go together. You cannot just want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You ought to be, I'll tell you right now, how many of you ever prayed in the Spirit for any protracted period of time, and on the inside of you, your belly will feel like it's burning? I'm not talking about no uncomfortable burning where, you know, like something wrong, but this. Oh, Lord have mercy, it happened to me early this morning. You get to praying so you almost feel like a teapot or something, you know, on the inside, something, you know, it's like your stomach expanding, pregnant, you know. yeah, you know, if you want to, I just break out sweating. I call it inner heat. Inner heat. You get around Apostle Thompson, there are dimensions of the anointing. If you get close to him, there are times when the fire on him will get on you. Your whole body will start tingling. Anybody ever experienced that before? Where the rest of y'all been? I'm just kidding. But I'm just trying to show you. That's where God want to bring the church back to. Now, Matthew chapter number 11. True revival begins with an igniter. Yeah. Give me a minute, I'm trying to make sure it's there. I want to know when the when John was cast into prison? Let's see. Huh? Okay, let's read. Verse 1, read. Came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed then to teach and to preach in all of the apostle cities. When John had heard in the prison, the work of Christ. The what?
the works of what? The works of Christ. We have minimized the works of Christ, the feeding the poor, clothing the poor, doing humanitarian things. Come on, talk to me. All under the guise of, I'm doing the work of Christ. I'm going to prison. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with doing any of this. We should feed the poor. We should clothe people. We should go to the prison and visit them. But I got news for you. That ain't the works of Christ. That ain't the work Christ was talking about. Now we quiet. See that? I always feel a quiet spirit. Reverend, that's what they teach in my church. I ain't coming to church. I'm talking about the Bible. I'm talking about the revival. Hell, if you keep feeding people, they just show up to eat. See, y'all, I'm not trying to be funny. Jesus himself said, y'all not seeking me for the miracles which you saw. You come over here because you want some fish and bread. Go back to the other side. Now, don't y'all let me go overtime up here. Got my holy phone here, Reverend. Right there. All right, now listen to me, Kelly. Read the Bible. And Jesus said unto them, No, this is John the Baptist speaking. John the Baptist said unto them, read, are thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Hold up. This is the same John the Baptist who was filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb, come on now, is now asking, sending his disciples to Jesus to say, are you the man, or do we look for somebody else? Now, you already announced unto Christ, I'm the Lamb of God. What has happened? What has transpired in John the Baptist's life that he has lost sight and focus on who Christ is? When you don't pack up your ministry and follow somebody that God told you to follow, things can happen to you. Because instead of, preparing the way, you're in the way. Y'all got that? That's for all the people who don't want true revival. Either you're part of the way, or you're in the way. All right, read. Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John. Again, go and show John again. Come on. Go and show John again. In other words, John know what's happening out here. You want to know if I'm the Christ? You want to know if true revival is going on? Let me tell y'all something. When true revival is going on, you don't need advertisement. You don't need billboards. Things will begin to happen to drill people out. God is proud of us playing church between four walls. When the Holy Ghost resides on the inside of any of us, we have the fullness of the Godhead. Oh, Jesus. Do you understand that when the Holy Spirit takes up residence in the church, it's the fullness of the Godhead bodily? Did y'all understand what I just said? In other words, we saw Christ in the earth realm. We saw what he did. Christ is the head of the church. We are his body. The body is inhabited by his spirit. So we have the fullness of the Godhead bodily when the church starts functioning like it should. And when the church starts functioning, power is going to show up. We go and show John again what you do here and see. Now let's go through the list. Now wait. Now you say, why you want to go through this list? Because you want to see true revival? Huh? This is true revival. This is not a healing revival. This is true revival. See, revivals don't come with this or that. They come with this and that, including finances. Because when you study the early church, the money was there to take care of anybody that was being blackballed because they wanted Jesus. Okay, read the Bible. The blind does what? All right, come on, y'all. Come on. This is nothing. This is not talking about spiritually blind. This is talking about blind, mellow, jello blind. Stevie Wonder blind. No, baby, let me tell y'all something. See, this is the problem. I mean, we be talking all of this stuff, but where is the power? Somebody ought to be asking the question. Y'all preach all of this stuff. Where is the power? Where is the healing of the sick? How many times a person got to get in line before there's a manifestation? See, a lot of stuff I read suddenly, immediately, straightway. I don't hear where it took 2 weeks for him to get better. Come on, huh? We've copped out. We've made enough excuses. Jesus, when Jesus was walking the face of the earth and the early apostles, things were happening right there on the spot. Come on, man. Where is it? We've gotten away from true revival reading. The blind receive their sight. We have things like muscular dystrophy. What's some of those other, you know, where just cripple people? Cerebral palsy. There's another one I'm looking for. Multiple sclerosis. That's it. These things are crippling people's lives. Both the work of the enemy. They shouldn't have to go to our doctor to get cured when the cure is in the house. Come on now. But why we don't long? I mean, if you ever had a relative bound by this stuff, you would want them free. Because people don't really want you to have to take care of them. They'd rather take care of themselves. So the lame walk. Read.
The lepers are cleansed.
Lepers are cleansed. And if you couldn't hear, your ears were open. If you couldn't speak, your tongue got loose. Jesus was able to do all of this in his ministry because he was anointed with the Holy Spirit without measure. Are you listening? So we have to go back to the basics. Everybody wants out. Give me a new revelation. Let's get this down. Without a lifestyle of pursuit of a relationship with the igniter of revival, the Holy Ghost, there can be none. That's why Jesus told them, don't depart. Don't leave Jerusalem. I've taught you some stuff, but you ain't ready yet. Now, y'all remember, this ain't the first time Jesus sent them out in Matthew chapter 10. He gave them power, but the power was in his name. Come on, talk to me. The power was in his name. But Jesus said, now, I don't just want to send you out in my name. I want to send you out with the power that was behind my name. Operating on the inside of you 24/7. Y'all with me? Read, what did it say? The dead is not, come on, y'all, let's be real. The dead are raised up. We're talking about D-E-A-D dead. Are raised up. We don't even hear about these things. We have too many people go off the scene early. Why do they? We can come up with all kinds of excuses. I don't read in the Bible where Jesus made an excuse for somebody not getting healed. Many of the people that Jesus ministered to were sinners. Come on now. In Bible days, when somebody who was in the kingdom needed a touch from God, they got it done. Come on now. What about Peter? When that woman, I believe her name was Lydia. Y'all have never read the book of Acts? Where she was died and they said, oh man, this was a good woman. Peter said, show me where she is. Come on now. Where is this today? It's too far and few between. Because we talk revival, but there isn't. All right, let me say this. I know time got to be getting close. A revival is not when you say we're going to have a 3-day meeting. Come on now. Yeah, we're going to be out here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We're going to have a revival. Look at y'all. Look at that. We're going to have a revival. Announce it.
And it's not really a revival. It's just a gathering. But baby, in a true revival, yeah, you won't need a flyer. It'll be a breakout. Day of Pentecost, Peter preached. 3,000 souls were added to the church. That's what God is after right now. But he said, what I need my people to do is to get rid of the junk and come back to me. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray. Come on now, talk to me. Y'all know it takes humility to pray. How many of you know prayer is the least thing you want to do? How many of you know prayer is the hardest thing to do? That's why prayer ought to be taken care of first thing in the morning, because you'll never get to it later. All right, nobody shouting. Most people don't pray until pre-service prayer, Monday night, Tuesday night, or whenever your prayer night is. Jesus said men ought to always pray and not to faint. Prayer, the Word, and the Spirit, these things run together. Are y'all with me? You can't have a true revival break out without manifestations of God's Spirit taking place. It's just not going to happen. And I think that's where God wants to bring His church back to. A place where we're seeking Him, calling on Him, and saying, God, I can't do this without You. Most people today want titles. Come on now. Titles without the good. We have too many apostles. I love the book of Revelation. I wish some people would read it. Book of Revelation said there's some say they were apostles. We tried them, find out they were not. Pack your credentials. Take the title out. Too many prophets walking in the earth realm without proper credentials. You're not a prophet because you prophesy. These fivefold ministry governmental gifts are called by Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is the one who sets us apart to function in these. Y'all with me? Y'all with me? So, we don't have but one more shot, two more shots at this. But I want you to catch on fire. And this is how I want you to do it. Check your prayer life. Check your prayer life. Step it up on purpose. You don't have to pray an hour every day. That's a myth. Start praying 10, 15 minutes every day. Meet God early in the morning. Read Psalm 63. Meet with God. And watch what the fuck happens. I'll tell you right now. Yeah. I don't like, I be tired. But 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, I rise up. Because I believe prayer and the Word is the lifeline to catching the waves of revival. All right? All right, children.